Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Royce, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can always ask us questions on toll-free 877-711-5211 or email them to us at youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. I'm talking, and I have the privilege of talking now, to one of the people I think is done some of the most important work in medicine and is doing some of the most important work and is one of my idols. So if I stumble on words, etc., it's because I'm talking to one of my idols. He was at the Cleveland Clinic. He's left and is at Summa Healthcare, where he does his work clinically in Akron. And so I feel good that LeBron, even if he doesn't use the Cleveland Clinic, has someone outstanding in the backyard to take care of him. Mark Penn is the person we're talking to. And this started, this specific conversation that I wanted to have on radio because I thought it was really important to bring it to our listeners, started when Mark said, you know, if someone has a cigarette or smokes, they either get cancer or heart disease, but usually not both. And so I asked him, how do we develop that on a radio show to tell people what's different and why that's such an important concept? Mark, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks, Mike, and thanks for the kind words. Real pleasure to be here.
So tell us what that means.
Yeah, so there's some interesting literature when people have looked at patients who have COPD or emphysema, usually from a long smoking history. And what they've noticed is if they have emphysema, they tend to have a lower rate of developing, actually if they have heart disease, they have a lower rate of developing lung cancer. And so the idea being that we've been pushing forward is this idea that patients either scar their arteries in response to smoking and develop heart disease, or they try to heal their scarred arteries and then they develop lung cancer. And this whole concept that we've put forth has really come out of the very exciting work that many have done over the last decade and a half in the area of stem cell research.
So why is this important for anyone to know about? In other words, what difference does it make whether you scar with a scar or scar with a, or heal by, if you will, a growth? What difference does that make, and why should it matter? Does one do something different because of it?
Well, I think in a bigger picture, when we think about how to live the longest life we can, what these data may suggest is that heart disease and cancer aren't two different diseases, but in fact, they're two different responses to injury. And if that's the case, then the key to living a long life and a productive one is actually minimizing our injuries. And it's not about preventing cancer or preventing heart disease. It's really minimizing the injuries to our body, which therefore will minimize our need to either scar or to heal that injury. And so, you know, lots of things that everybody talks about, sunscreen, not smoking, diet, exercise. If we can minimize those injuries, we minimize the body's need to respond to that injury and therefore may lead to a prolonged life.
So what this really means is that we should do all those things that help prevent injury in the first place. Rather than looking at, in other words, when I think of cruciferous vegetables, I think of, well, cruciferous vegetables may have something special in them that helps prevent cancer. But rather than thinking about that, we should say, what are the things that cause injury in the first place? For example, the phthalates or the pesticides that we just talked about in imported teas. Those things that cause injury in the first place should be minimized, rather than thinking about what helps us recover from injury.
That's exactly right. Because if you have to recover, then depending on how you may be predisposed to respond to injury, you're going to either enhance further scarring or perhaps leave or partially heal tissue that may ultimately be tumorigenic or support tumor growth.
Now, that, by the way, we have a question from a Otis on the email line, and he says, does this mean we should change diets of kids and us at a young age? When does this start, he writes? And secondly, he says, does that mean we should, for example, go on a plant-based diet from the beginning rather than think about changing diet after we get heart disease?
Well, and I think those are really important questions. And, you know, I think one of the challenges for the folks who promote plant-based diets, and I'm a huge fan of Dr. Usselstyn's and what he does and truly believe in the work as he does, the question ultimately becomes, though, should we go full plant-based, or could we, in fact, weave in a plant-based diet into our diet so that maybe 4 days, 5 days a week we do that? And that would then help minimize the number of injuries over our lifetime. It ultimately becomes an integral over time, and the question becomes, how many times do we injure? And I think there's a lot of potential value in, you know, at least in this day and age of a Western diet, to minimize our injuries, at least on a part-time basis, because it's probably related to total number of injuries, not just any injuries. As far as starting as a child, I think, you know, instilling good habits in children early on is a good thing. We'll learn with the obesity epidemic in kids now whether they ultimately, even if they change, have done enough damage to cause early cancer or heart disease. But certainly,
well, that goes
young,
with his second question. So I guess the answer on the second question is, when do you need to start minimizing injury? And his question really is, when kids are teenagers or younger, do they have a different response to injury, or is this when cancer and heart disease are starting, or do we get a break till age 30 or something?
Yeah, I don't know that we get any breaks, but I think there's an accumulative issue of injury over time. That is the ultimate goal to minimize. And what we do know, at least from the stem cell side, that in younger people, our adult stem cells are much more active and able to repair perhaps a little bit more vigorously. So it may be more beneficial with respect to the scarring side. But, you know, there's more and more literature out there and data showing that, you know, even young people who die of motor vehicle accidents early have evidence of atherosclerosis and scarring of their arteries. So it's really unclear that there's any free period that we get.
Now, this is strange because it's asked by a woman, and maybe it's not strange. Bonnie says, does this mean, and are you telling me, that some of the tumors, the brain tumors that seem to be coming up in these football players, may be the response to brain injury, whereas the other people who develop dementia may get scarring? Is that a difference from the same problem? And tell you what, since we're right up against a hard break that the advertisers will be annoyed if I run into, I'm going to have that come back as soon as we come back, Mark. So keep sending your questions in. They're wonderful questions. They're stimulating questions for me as well as our guest, Mark Penn, who is head of one of the interventional cardiologists or translational cardiology at Summa Health System, and a brilliant thinker as well as doer in this area. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. You get a chance to send us questions, udocs, youdocs at gmail.com. Stay well.
Thank you. Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.